to give something different this week, and I'm going to start giving you something. I like to call it words of wisdom. And each week I'm going to, it may be from the book of Proverbs, it may just be something that's inspirational, but you can just grab hold to this. And this one actually is coming from Proverbs 10 and 14. And it says, "Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction." My God, that is the proverb for this week. Again, Proverbs 10 and 14, "Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction." Praise God. So our topic for today is becoming more like Christ. And we look at the word becoming. The word becoming means it actually is an ongoing process of imitating the lifestyle of Jesus Christ, thereby adopting his attributes into our daily lives. In other words, it's a growing process of learning how to be holy. For the scripture says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And, you know, it takes time to learn how to adopt our ways and change our ways of doing things, our thinking, renewing our mind. But the scripture tells us, renew your mind, renewing our mind. This is an ongoing process. It takes time to learn how to live a life like Christ. It takes time to learn how to be holy. But Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Praise God. He says, look, the world, their ways can be harsh. Their ways cannot be considered of things that are possible for men to do. Back in the Bible days, it was almost impossible for people to live the life that they know that they should live. But with Jesus Christ, he says, look, learn of me. Take my yoke upon you. A yoke, you know, with the oxen and all, it's a weight that's wrapped around their neck, and it's hard, it's tiresome, and so therefore Jesus says, "Look, my yoke, take it upon you, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart." He said, "Before my yoke, it's easy, and my burden is light." Ephesians 5:1-2 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ has loved us. And he gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." We know that to be true, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're talking about becoming more like Christ. This is a daily thing. It's a daily process. It is a process because we learn. You just don't just come to Christ and say, "Well, all right, I got it all. I don't need to learn anymore." Oh, no. We need to learn how to become more like Christ. And he tells us in the Word. Ephesians 2:10, and you can go back and read these scriptures, but I'm going to give you this. It says, "For we are his workmanship. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We are in his image. We are in his likeness. Again, we were created for Christ, to do good works, to bring glory and bring honor to his name. Amen, somebody. So Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am sure," now this is Paul saying this, "I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." You know, sometimes we fall and we make a mistake and we kind of fall off the wagon. But listen, don't be discouraged. I'm here to tell you, do not be discouraged. Don't give up. Get up and brush yourself off and try again. Just like Paul says, he says, "I'm sure of this, because the God who started a good work in you, he's not finished with us yet. He's going to finish that. He's going to work it out. He's all the things that we're going through, he's working it out for our good." Amen. For those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, God will work it out for our good. Amen. Matthew 7:12 says, Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Becoming more like Christ. Now, I want to read to you, I picked out one portion of Scripture, and as it relates to becoming more like Christ. And that is in Matthew's, the 7th chapter of Matthew's, and the 12th, starting at the, let me say that again. It's Matthew's, the 22nd chapter, Matthew's 22, 37 through 40. And this talks about the great commandment. Praise God. And this is just one piece of something that we can look at tonight that talks about becoming more like Christ, what we need to do, what God is expecting of us. So Matthew's 22, and starting in the 37th verse, and it reads, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first commandment, first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus is saying this. He's saying this second commandment is just like the first. Love. We have to love one another. And then in verse 40 he says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Just on those two commandments, if we can start there, becoming more like Christ, loving one another, loving your neighbor as yourself. You know what? We can say that, we can preach it, we can sing it, but we have to live this. And every one of us has to do that. You know, and we will be tested. Loving your neighbor as ourselves. So you say, well, who is your neighbor? I'm glad you asked me. Your neighbor is a person who lives near another, one's fellow human being. In other words, to be generous toward one's less fortunate neighbors, to be caring, giving. It is said, blessed be the Lord who is impartial toward all. He says, thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor. Thy neighbor is like thy brother, and thy brother is like thy neighbor. That's who our neighbor is. People we come in contact with, whether we see them every day or not, it's love. Being able to reach out and give a helping hand. Or, you know, sometimes giving could even be a smile, could be a kind word, could just give. People can feel the presence of God just from your warm smile and your countenance. That means a lot. So he's saying it's important to understand that loving your neighbors is not just a simple task. Instead, it requires your entire self to be selfless. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say that again. It requires your entire self to be selfless. You can't be selfish and then reach out to your neighbor and show the kind of love we should show to our neighbor. See, it requires you to show compassion. Oh, yes, it does. Kindness and forgiveness. There are times that our neighbor will disappoint us and just sometimes make us lose faith in that person. But we have to be loving to the point that we forgive the person. We forgive them. Because when you forgive them, you do yourself a favor. You do yourself credit. If you forgive someone, then God forgives us. But he says if you don't forgive your brother or your neighbor, then he says, I won't forgive you. And Lord knows we want God to forgive us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So it requires us to show compassion, show love, show kindness, and provide service and meet needs to and for your neighbors. And you know, sometimes, you know, when you're going uptown, the kindly, neighborly thing to do, for example, if someone is elderly or whatever and they're not able to get around, just being able to knock on their door and say, listen, I'm going uptown, I'm going to the supermarket. Is there anything I can bring you? That's just an example. That is showing the love of Christ. Then you're showing the love of Christ. Amen. To honestly love your neighbors, you must give, and sometimes we give out of sacrifice. And I mean, more blessed to give than is to receive. That's what the word says. Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. This is what Jesus is saying. For the same measure, the same love, the same sacrifice, whatever that you have met and that you give, it's going to be measured to you again. If you love openly and love sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. But if you love just kind of grudgingly, well, I guess I'll let you have it, but I really don't want you to have it. No. That's not what God is talking about. We're talking about becoming more like Christ, where Christ gave himself. He gave everything for you and I. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and he became that living sacrifice for you and I. So in other words, if you're going to give something to your neighbor or to someone, give something that you would like to have. Don't give something all torn up and broken down and say, well, I was getting ready to get rid of it anyway. No. Becoming more like Christ. Give something that you would love to have. Give something from your heart. Listen, when you give, you're giving as unto the Lord. When you give someone even a simple glass of water in the name of Jesus, you're giving as unto him. And see, all of these things, all of our actions, the things that we've done in our bodies, we have to give an account for. So if you love sparingly, we got to reap sparingly. Amen, somebody. Listen, I'm almost done. 1 John 3:17 says, but whoso have this world's goods, and sees his brother have need, and he shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? You could think about that. How can we say we love the Lord, and we see our brother needs help, or we have the means to help someone, and then we decide, no, I'm just not going to do it. I just don't feel like doing it. No, let somebody else do it. God is not pleased. So this is becoming more like Christ. Look, we're talking about Thanksgiving. There are times there are people who maybe wouldn't have a Thanksgiving dinner. There's no one to invite them to sit there to have a Thanksgiving dinner. Now, even though in this pandemic, we're not able to get around and visit and you know, based on the warnings and the CDC warnings and so forth, but we can make a way to see that the person gets food. My God, there are people standing in the lines right now, and they don't have food to eat. They're laid off, and then after they've been standing in the line for hours, their people have run out of food. Let me tell you, you know we're blessed. You have food on your table. You have clothes on your backs. Oh, my God, we have a house to live in. God is meeting our needs, for he said he would supply our every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You need to say praise God, hallelujah. Give God the praise. He's worthy to be praised. But so the rest of that scripture says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And that's the word I've brought to you tonight and to myself, learning to be becoming that's ever going, becoming more like Christ. This is a daily thing. Every single day we get up in the morning, we need to examine ourselves. God, help me to be more like you. To be like Jesus, that's a song we used to sing. To be like Jesus, that's all I want to be. To be more like him, to love like him, to share like him, to treat people right like him. And you know what? Sometimes we might be taken advantage of like he was, but yet there's nothing gone before the Lord that he doesn't know about. For God, he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he knows everything that's going on. So let me tell you what, when we walk in the light as he's in the light, we will have fellowship one with the other. So God bless you. I enjoyed bringing this word tonight. I trust that you've been blessed, and praise God as you continue on being blessed. Right now we're going to turn it over to Pastor Ollie Bolden. He is going to lead us to the throne of grace. He's going to pray. Whatever your prayer request, you know, you say that in your mind, in your heart. Say it out loud and everything. Believe God. Pray and agree. If the Bible says the things that we desire, if we believe that we have it, the Bible says we shall have it. So at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Bolden to lead us in prayer. God bless you.
God bless each of you this evening. I tell you that we have a lot to praise God for. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And we're going to be praying for your prayer requests. We have, you know, the prayer list, we still have that. And we are praying for people. People are hurting. People are going through. But yet God is still in control. God loves you. He's concerned about you. He sees what you're going through. And we thank God for his mercy and his faithfulness to the people of God. So we're going to be going in prayer, and we want you to tell God what you want tonight. And then we're going to believe God, that God is going to answer your prayer.
Yes.
Amen. See, the enemy come, he tried to get us stressed out and doubtfully. But we are not going to be doubting God. We are going to believe in God. We are going to trust God. And we're going to stand on the word of God like Lady Beaches got finished preaching. We're going to be more like Jesus, and we thank God for that. So let's go in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. First of all, this is Thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing, all that you're going to do. God, we just thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. Thank you that you start us on our way. Thank you that you are taking us all day long. Then let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Before we ask you for anything, we just want to say, God, we thank you. We thank you for all that you are doing for us, because we have so much, God, to praise you for, to glorify you for, because you've been mighty good to us. Hallelujah. And God, I know it's a lot of people that are hurting, going through, and God, but you've been blessing us. We're better off than a whole lot of folks, and no need for us to complain about anything. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're not going to be complain about inconvenience. We just thank you, God, that we're still in the land of the living. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your glory that's in us and through us and by us. And now, Lord, we're praying for people that are sick and those that are going through, those that are hurting, Lord, body aching and pain, and God don't know which way to turn. God, we pray for them tonight. God, we pray that you ease the pain, that you'll just heal, deliver, and set free. You said, by your stripes we are healed. You sent your word and heal them. So God, we stand on your word. In the book of James, you said, if you don't be like the waves of the sea. You in and out. You believe, you don't believe. He said, but if that's a double-minded man, he's not going to receive anything from God. But a man that acts in faith, believing, and trusting God, you said you're going to bring it to pass. So tonight, God, we stand upon your word. We stand upon your promises. We stand, God, and believe that you're going to do exactly what you say you're going to do. God, we give you honor that you're going to touching people right now as we are praying. People on this prayer line, you are touching them right now. You are healing right now. Oh, Lord God, your nail scar hands are touching somebody right now. Somebody is being encouraged right now. Somebody being lifted up right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, stretch forth your mighty hand. Bring deliverance to your people. Bring healing to your people. Bring restoration to your people. Oh, Lord God, we give you all of the glory and praise and honor for it. God, some have gone to the doctor, and the doctor has given them a bad report. But, God, that's all right. You are still the healer. You still are a doctor that never lost a patient. Oh, God, move by your spirit tonight. Let your people know that you are God and God all by yourself. Manifest yourself to them tonight. Move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Have thy own way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, some are going to be, they are feeling sad because family members can't come to their home this Thanksgiving. But God, let them realize that we are in the land of the living and we still have a lot to praise you for. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I pray that people that need jobs, that you will give them a job in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch and deliver and set free right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, I'm reminded. Did you say it? Did you send your word and you heal them? Hallelujah. And the centurion told you, said, you don't have to come to my house. All you have to do is speak the word. And Lord, tonight the word has been spoken tonight. And God, by that word, I ask you to heal and deliver people. Lift people up in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I feel a breakthrough on this line tonight. I feel a breakthrough. I feel like somebody got a breakthrough tonight. Hallelujah. Heal, Lord. Heal right now. Heal and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the praise. And we give you all of the honor. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody ought to praise him tonight. Somebody ought to glorify him tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't wait until the battle is over. Praise him right now. Shout right now. Don't wait until you see it. Believe it. And stand upon the promises of God. Somebody ought to praise him right now. Somebody ought to give him the glory right now. Somebody ought to give him the honor. Hallelujah. Lord, we believe you. We trust you. We stand upon your promises. We curse cancer, Lord. We curse diabetes, sugar diabetes. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We believe you. We trust you. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. We claim it by faith that you are healed by the power of the living God. And God, we give you glory and praise and honor. Lift burdens in Jesus' name. We honor you tonight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. Praise God. What a mighty, mighty prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is an awesome God. I don't know about you, but I felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost in that prayer. Hallelujah. Because, see, the Bible says where there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name, he promised to bless the one in need. And hallelujah, I don't know about you, but I've been blessed tonight. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. So I praise God. I praise God for Pastor Bolden for coming on the line and just giving us such a powerful, powerful prayer. Hallelujah. It's just so blessed. And we're just blessed just to be able to come into your homes, to your cars, wherever you might be tonight, and to bring a powerful word. Because, see, this word is quick, it's sharp, it's powerful, more powerful than any two-edged sword. The scripture says, my word will not go out and return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which is set out there to do. And the fact that you're on the line tonight, let me tell you, God heard your prayer. God heard our cry. Amen. So I just want to thank you for being on the line tonight. Remember, we're becoming more like Christ, more like Jesus. That should be part of our prayer every day. Ask God, God, help us to be more like you. So I just want to thank you for being on the line tonight. Also, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you all and to your families. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And even as you're enjoying your turkey dinner, and just understand that God is good to us. Hallelujah. We still have each other. You still have your family. Don't let the enemy make you discouraged. Look around. We are alive. We are well. We are looking to the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. So I said, God bless you. Until next week, God say the same. Happy Thanksgiving. Be blessed of the Lord. From Pastor and I, happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. Good night.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
Thank you.